This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel attacked Gaza with its heaviest bombardment to date and also initiated its most aggressive ground operation Friday night into Saturday. The sky lit up with explosions, rockets from Gaza, and the Iron Dome. While this was happening, the United Nations voted up an Arab proposal to call for a humanitarian ceasefire, which incensed the Israeli ambassador.
Today is a day that will go down in infamy. We have all witnessed that the UN no longer holds even 1 ounce of legitimacy or relevance. This organization was founded in the wake of the Holocaust for the purpose of preventing atrocities. Yet, the spectacle we just saw proves beyond a doubt that the UN is committed, sadly, tragically, not to preventing but ensuring further atrocities.
While not binding, the resolution does carry political weight, reflecting the global mood. The United States and China have agreed to work together toward an expected summit between Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping next month in San Francisco. VOA's Nike Ching says it was discussed Friday in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Washington. On Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden met with Wang to underscore the need to manage U.S.-China competition responsibly. Officials from the two countries discussed a range of issues, including Israel's war with Hamas, Russia's war on Ukraine, the fentanyl crisis, and the South China Sea. Nike Chin, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Afghan refugees in Pakistan say they're concerned about Pakistan's decision to forcibly deport all undocumented Afghan refugees starting November 1st. Wasaka Safi has this report from Peshawar, narrated by Elizabeth Cherniff.
Afghan refugee Kasim Khan is selling cooked rice on the street here in the Board Bazaar area of Peshawar, Pakistan. Khan and his family entered the country with a visa 9 months ago. But now his visa has expired and he is living in the country without documents. The UN says 3.7 million Afghan refugees are living in Pakistan. The country's interior ministry estimates that 1.7 million are undocumented. Pakistani authorities say that all undocumented Afghans would face forcible eviction if they do not leave the country by November 1st. For Muska Safi in Peshawar, Pakistan, Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News.
The U.S. has stopped issuing export licenses for most civilian firearms and ammunition for 90 days. The Commerce Department said the ban will be for all non-governmental users, citing national security and foreign policy interests. It did not provide further details. It said the ban will also include shotguns and optical sights. It did say they were looking at the risk of firearms being diverted to entities or activities that promote regional instability, violate human rights, or fuel criminal activities. Fighting the global environmental impacts of climate change requires local impacts from mining the minerals needed for electric vehicles, for wind turbines, power grids. The Biden administration aims to increase U.S. production of these materials that China and other countries with weaker environmental standards have come to dominate. More now from VOA's Steve Barragona.
Tamarack, Minnesota, 700 kilometers northwest of Chicago. Just outside this tiny town, mining company Talon Metals has found rich deposits of nickel. These high-grade nickel deposits could help with the shift away from fossil fuels. Nickel is a key component in electric vehicle batteries, and EV sales are climbing. But in what's called the land of 10,000 lakes, there are worries about what a nickel mine might do to the environment. Meanwhile, Talon keeps finding more nickel in Tamarack, as regulators consider whether the company can mine it safely. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Just briefly recapping our top story, the hostilities between Israel and Hamas have been escalated. We'll keep an eye on that for you. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.